Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get into this, we still haven't done like the biggest thing. I think the thing you're most known for are all your impressions.
Yes, yes.
And you have a whole booklet of them.
Yeah.
Don't
you?
You literally have a whole booklet of them.
A whole portfolio.
Is it called a portfolio?
I suppose it is. I call it the definitive list of impressions. That's what it is.
Can you do Jamie?
No, not really. I was on the way here. I was like, I wonder if they asked me to do an impression. But I don't really. I mean, Jamie's kind of. he's kind of thinking. I don't know. Is that weird? I don't know. That's probably as far as I get with that.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're still joined by Luke Kebner.
Hello.
Dude, what is your top five impression? And you probably asked us the entire time, but what are your top five?
Well, I mean, the ones I enjoy doing, the ones that I can freestyle in, I would always say they're the best ones. So it'd be things like Andy Murray would be one of them, the great tennis players. You can tell I'm so excited to be on your podcast. And then, you know, some Adam Carr, which I did for you earlier. He's a great person to do. His laugh's amazing. And, you know, so I like Donald Trump. He's fantastic. So great. Would love to do your podcast. Fantastic. And then probably, you know, Michael McIntyre could do that. He would be fun to do, wouldn't he? That would be good, wouldn't it? I would love to do your podcast. I don't know what it is, but it would be good. And then probably... Russell Brand, I could do Russell for you. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, that's probably my top five, mate.
Did it so
Those
good.
Are amazing.
But how, I forget every
impression I do.
Yeah, but when did you realise that you could do these impressions?
Well, it was teachers. I used to do impressions of teachers.
And this is when it was?
And we had a teacher called Miss West, and she spoke like this. And I used to do impressions of her at the back of the class, and she once screamed at me across the room saying, I don't like being mimicked. I used to get sent out a lot for doing that kind of thing. So it was that, and then at drama school we had someone called Ross Campbell who spoke like this. He was the singing teacher. This is really accurate for all of you people who went to Guildford School of Acting. And the first celebrity impression was Andy Murray that I started doing.
But what do you pick out? Because I suppose it's like doing an accent, right? So if I was going to Jamaican accent, you need an in. So you need an in. So mine would be like
a Jamaican accent.
Well, yeah, my mind would be like Beacon. You know, you have that in with saying.
Well, that's an accent rather than an impression.
Yeah, but I think. Does an impression, do you have like an in with an impression?
So I mean, it varies really. You know, I sort of pick a few things that you know you've got. So basically, you know, if ever you're doing like a chat show or whatever, you need to, and they, you know, you've got to flip in to do some impressions. It's got to feel not awkward. So, you know, things like Andy Murray is always on that sort of note. It doesn't move from there. And I know he's got to have that gruff to his voice. Because without that gruff, it's just a kind, I mean, it sort of sounds like him, but it sounds more like me. Yeah. Where if I add that, it actually sounds more like Laura from Love Island. Where, like, you know, if you add that gruff, keep it on that tone, and the only time you move is when you get to the end of the sentence. But then it's someone like Ian Sterling, the voice of Love Island. You know, his accent has got so much gruff to it. You know, and he's
that's
got
so good. That is got, uncanny.
But he's got like real like ways he says things. So he'll go like, you know, join us next week for more fun. on Love Island. So like, you'll learn those things that he does.
Unbelievable.
It's funny with me because Ian's like one of my best mates. So it's like, and I remember like 4 years ago sending him a voice note going, mate, I can do an impression of you. How'd you feel about that? And then like, he'd WhatsApp going, mate, that sounds nothing like me. What are you talking about? And I was like, mate, it does. One day you will become famous enough and I will be able to use this impression. And now,
it's so good.
Now I'm totally rinsing it.
But can
and
you,
if every needs a day off.
But can you, yes. can you do the big one? Like, you know, and I'm sorry, I just want to fire them at you to see what you do, because this is just the best. Okay. So can you do a Michael Caine?
Do you know what? No.
You can't do a Michael Caine.
But mainly because I tend not to go for, but the thing is, I can do like a Chris Eubank, because you sort of, you know, but they're not impressions that I would need, you know, like I'm not going to start needing Frank Bruno, you know, because, you know, that's what people have done for years. So that was always the way. I'd never seen someone do
it's the ones you least
Andy
expect,
Murray. So,
sure.
Or like even when I was like doing Tom Daley, like I'd not seen someone do that. And he was just so excitable. And, you know, and that was like in 2012.
So true.
When I started doing it, and he was like the face of the games. I was like, oh, that's someone that's not been taken a piss out of. So that's where I want to go, instead of sort of going to the ones that other people have done before.
I could, I think, okay, fine. Well,
you can't fire them at me.
But I feel, can I fire them at you?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So Francis, we'll just pick one off at the same time. But I feel like
if I can't do them, I'll just attempt it.
I feel like I'm going for the big ones though. Like, I feel like I'd go.
Well, I did this thing.
You, Jeremy Vine.
Do you do Jeremy Vine? I feel like you're about to say
Jeremy
you do.
Vine here.
Oh, that's good.
Actually really good.
Yeah.
And
Jeremy Vine.
And we've got Laura calling in from Birmingham. Hello, it's Jeremy here.
That's like, good.
Okay, what about, can you do Hugh Grant?
Bugger. Do you know what's funny? Like, we're doing this imitation game show at the moment, right? And like, you know,
I saw this as well. Yeah. So talk about this. So this show
is basically it's a panel show for impressionists. It's like it's hosted by Alexander Armstrong,
who does Pointless.
Alexander Armstrong, he does Pointless. And then, but he's got like, but it's people like. Do you know what's funny as well? He did an interview, Xander, on. This morning, and Eamon Holmes was like, has anyone ever tried to do an impression of you, Xander? And he was like, no, Luke tried, and he couldn't quite get me. And I was like, well, mate, I think you'll find I did, sunshine. But so it's hosted by Xander, and then it's got like Rory Bremner, Deborah Stevenson, Alistair McGowan, Jam Ravens, and then little old Lukey, who's coming up the rear, trying to.
Congrats, man! And where can we catch this?
So it's on ITV One. At 10 o'clock on Sundays.
Dude, it's an ITV One show.
What is the show?
It's called The Imitation Game.
The Imitation Game. I've heard about this. Is there a radio segment, or have I heard something about it on the radio?
You might have heard something on the radio.
No, that's the Benedict Cumberbatch movie, Imitation Game. That's the one you're thinking
of.
The radio movie.
The radio movie about the Enigma Code. Have I seen this before?
I saw someone do a very good Benedict Cumberbatch.
But can you do a Rob Beckett?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's sort of... This is probably what I get from Rob.
Last one, Graham Norton.
All I could do with Graham Norton... I mean, I could, you know, he'd sort of go, here we are with... here we are with Jamie Lang, very good. There you go. But the thing is, with the Imitation Game, like, people, you know, people like tweet me and go, is it all set up? I'm like, did you know the ones that were coming? I'm like, well, they do have a list of the people that I can do.
Sure.
I'm not a magician. Like, you know, it's like, cause some people like, you know, often you get people go, can you do me? Can you do me? And I'm like, well, yeah, with time, yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You've
got to practice
worked
it.
On someone, like, you know, someone like Louis Theroux, he took a little while because I couldn't hear all the things that he does. But then I just was watching one thing and I just suddenly heard that he would always go on. When he was getting people to
do it. So that's your in, isn't it?
And then
you
go, okay, yeah, no, I can, yes, I sort of can hear it, you know. Yeah. Like, and then you can sort of get into
it. But also, if you've got an ear for music as well, it really helps.
And nearly all impressionists can sing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, we worked this out, me and McGowan. Nearly all impressionists can, because they can certainly all hold a tune.
Yeah, and you can get the note.
Yeah, because that's what you're hearing. That's what you're hearing is the tune.
But that means also, to keep going, but you must be able to do accents. So you can do a Newcastle accent.
Well, I can do it if I'm doing deck. You know, if I was doing deck and I was doing Ant, you know, like, that's when I can do it. But, you know, if I had to just, you know, I'm talking a Geordie accent, it's not one of the easiest ones to do.
It's good, though. That's so good.
I tried to know you do a Geordie accent.
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
Say,
oh God.
Okay, you got to say, welcome to the Private Parts podcast. Francis Ball is best in the world.
Welcome to the Private Parts.
Oh my God.
That started off right.
Private. Welcome to the private part. And I can't do it.
Welcome to the private parts.
Welcome to the private parts. Parts. I go down to Bristol in the end.
So you're adding an R. You don't need the R.
I can't, parts. Parts. Welcome to the private parts.
Podcast. With
and Francis Bull.
He's a best in the world.
He's a bastard in the world.
Do you do accents, Francis?
Well, no, not really.
We could do Jeremy Vine.
Yeah, well, you know.
But Luke, I think with all these accents, we can't let it go to waste. So what we want to do with you today is we want to use you.
I feel used already.
We want to use you, and we want to use you. What we like to do is we do like to do prank calls, and we think that we can do a prank call with you.
Okay.
So we've been thinking about it, and we thought, you know, so your favourite accent is probably, you know, you do a good Andy Murray, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. He's my favourite.
Yeah, Andy Murray.
But I think we need to do is we need to get someone to act as Andy Murray's agent or PR person who is going to phone them. So Polly, our lovely editor and sound tech, how do you want to be introduced?
Sound technician.
Polly. Yeah.
Editor.
Our editor.
Legend.
Legend. Polly the legend. You're going to act as Andy Jordan's Francis. I think you should get up from your seat.
Yeah.
You're going to act as Andy Murray's PR or assistant, PA. And you're saying, look, I've got Andy Murray on the line. He wants to talk to you about a charity tennis match. And I'm going to put him through if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Now, Andy Jordan, background, was on Main Chelsea. He now lives in Cornwall. Cornwall, he has a clothing line called Jam.
Amazing.
And we are doing a reality star tennis game, which we are, you know, we're quite happy. We want you to get on board with, and I'm going to be doing it. I'm phoning around at the moment. And then you have to get into Insta story.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So,
And it's like, just let me, say some dates.
When you put him through, put him on mute. Are you not not mute? Put him on hold. So he goes, please hold, and then unhold it, and we'll hand over to Andy Murray.
Oh my God!
Okay.
Please work.
So this is Luke. Here we go. Second time for Andy Jordan. Here we go.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. Hi there, is that Andy Jordan?
Yes.
Hi, I'm just calling on behalf of Andy Murray. I'm his PA. I've got him on the line, actually. He just wants to talk to you about a charity tennis match.
Charity tennis match?
Yeah. Is that something you'd be interested in talking about?
When is it?
Andy can discuss dates with you. He's pretty flexible, but he's keen to chat with you about it. Can I put you through?
Go for it.
Great, okay, thanks so much. One second.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is that Andy speaking?
Yeah.
Hi, Andy. Sorry. Thanks so much for taking this call. It's I'm Andy too. basically, it's a tennis match, like playing different sort of reality TV stars, and we're trying to raise some money for a Queen's Court tennis club. And I was wondering if it'd be something you might be up for. Hello. Can you hear me, Andy? Okay, I'll try and give you a call back.
Hello?
Hi, Andy. Sorry, it's Andy's, the other Andy's PA again calling. We got cut off earlier.
Yeah.
We've got quite bad signal here, but do you mind if I pass you on again?
Whereabouts are you guys?
We're just in London Central.
Oh, right. Yeah, no worries, just pass me over.
Yep, great, thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there, sorry, the signal's an absolute nightmare here. I don't know what you heard the first time, but basically it's a tennis game against the other reality TV stars, raising money for a Queen's Court Tennis Club, and it's over the next sort of month or so. I was wondering if it's something you might be up for at all.
Are you all organising it?
Yeah, so it's all sort of under my name. So I'm going to be playing three different reality stars. We were just hoping it. But I'm also playing Michael McIntyre, and I think Boris Johnson might come down as well.
Did you get my number?
Well, we got it through your agent, I believe. I'm looking at my PA, she's nodding. It's just sort of sourcing out people who might be up for it and then, you know, trying to get us some dates fixed in.
I mean, I'm pretty handy on the tennis court. I'll give you a round of your money.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. You might at the moment because I've got a bit of a sore ankle, but we'll see. But have you got any dates in the next sort of month or so?
I can play Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Or Sunday, this weekend.
Is that the 22nd this weekend?
Well, I can play any weekend, actually, this month.
Oh, right, okay. What's the weekend after this one? Sorry, my PA is just checking now. Have you got that date for me there? 29th. Yeah, so the 29th.
Yeah.
So if you pencil that in, and I'll get my PA to call you. But because basically someone's pulled out today, unfortunately.
Right.
So we were wondering if, because we sort of need to try and get up the, you know, the crowds there and stuff. So I was wondering if you might be able to, you know, just sort of do a tweet and I'll do the same.
Just send me your on an email?
Yeah, we can do that. But if you could just sort of do an Instagram or a tweet, and then we can, you know, sort of get people coming down there. Like, I think we're going to get, like, Jamie Lang is going to come down, and Spencer Matthews as well. So we will do some, I expect we'll do sort of shots and interviews with them. And we'll play it like it's a serious game, but it would just be good fun.
If you just send me over details, then I'll go from there.
Okay, fantastic. But it'd be really good if we could announce it sort of today. Is that, are you sort of near your phone and stuff like that?
I'm not actually, no. I don't really do any of that for myself, to be honest. I just get someone else to do it. So
okay, well...
That's why I said if you put it on an email, I'll just forward it all on.
Okay.
Don't really use my Instagram, to be honest.
Okay. Well, look. If that's fine, but if you call Jamie Lang, and he'll sort of he can tell you the main details of what we're doing, and I'll email the stuff over to you as
George?
Well. Sorry, is this George? No, it's Andy. Okay. Well,
right, and just put it on an email, mate.
Yeah,
right.
We will do. Thanks so much. And
no worries.
Okay, really looking forward to playing you.
It's sort of when you get to that point.
So I'm phoning Andy Jordan back now.
I mean, he did agree to play.
Here we go.
You just needed the email.
Here we go. Andy J.
Sorry?
Hey, buddy boy. Did you just get that sweet news about playing the charity tennis game? Did you get it as well?
It's obviously a hoax, Jay.
No, dude, it's not. I've got all the emails through. I'm freaking excited about it. Are you? Because I got told that you potentially were playing with Spenny, and we're doing like a round robin type thing.
Mate, I'm obviously not actually going to come up and play tennis in that thing. It's a hoax.
Why would it be a hoax?
Well, because first of all, nobody's going to just Instagram.
Oh, I'm literally about to now.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't I?
We'll do it then.
Okay, fine. Sweet, we'll do it together. Ready?
Hey, post everything you got.
Okay, I will. Fine, man, I will. Can't wait for it.
So found out,
Jay. Oh, shit. Oh, damn it. Andy J, welcome to Private Parts Podcast.
He's incredible at doing that.
Luke Kempner, one of the best impressionists you'll come across. This is so hold on, I'm going to pass you to Luke, who's actually Andy Murray. Hold on 1 second.
Hi there, Andy. From one Andy to another. I'm really glad we couldn't play tennis together, man. Mate, I'm really sorry. I thought you were going to tweet about it. You've let us all down, man.
Oh. Pretty windy down here.
Oh man, we were hoping you were going to tweet about it. You've let us all down.
Andy, you're boring us now. You can't hear. I'll call you later. Love you, buddy. Oh, dude, look at that,
mate.
That was insane. We nearly had him.
So close.
That would have been unbelievably good.
Luke, I think we're going to have to get you on and do some more prank calls at some point.
I'm sorry.
There's too much potential there. We've got. We're going
to
make a great. Yeah, we've got to mine it.
Dude,
I feel like exhausted.
Yeah, so do I. I feel knackered off that. Francis, also, I think the moment is now, after all of that hecticness, we need to have the answer to the question of the week.
Here we go.
Well, do you remember what the question was?
Left-handed people.
Yeah.
How many were there?
I went for 8%. You went for 18%.
I went for 18%.
The percentage of left-handed people to right-handed people is 7%.
Oh!
7% of people of the population.
You were one off.
One-off. Do you win something? Do I win something?
You just win our love.
No, because you're one off.
Okay,
good. You're one off. You didn't get it.
Okay, fine. Never mind.
You've got to get it right, otherwise.
Yeah, next time.
You were wrong. You were just closer than him. You were less wrong than Jamie.
No, I had the right way of working it out.
Yeah, you did. I'll give you that. But you were still wrong.
And what is two people of 30? I bet that is 7%.
Yeah, I mean...
I thought I was better at maths. Never mind. 30,
well,
I bet a left-handed person would have worked out.
Oh, dude. Hey, Francis, also...
Well, yeah, it's 6%, actually.
Oh, okay.
6.3.
Anyway, we're over 6.3. Get your calculator out. What the hell is that? What the hell? Right, Francis, what we need to dude, is it's time now for your diary.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You guys, the moment you've all been waiting for?
We are freaking ready for it, man.
You ready for it?
Yeah, we can't wait. Luke and I can now sit back and relax after that hectic. I'm sweating outrageously.
Right. Okay.
You're always sweating outrageously. All right. I got a few days here, actually, so. Monday, whatever date it was last Monday. Dear Diary, I'm still thinking about sailing a lot, but Buddy has come to stay, and so I'm getting a bit distracted by his potent odour. Buddy's the dog.
Not your friend.
No.
Or your buddy.
He's not my buddy.
My buddy's coming over, and he's got potent... What?
He is odor. My buddy, but he's got potent odour.
Okay.
Whilst it is quite amusing at first, I think one of the major downsides of golden retrievers is that they love water so much.
This is his moment for stand-up, and he's well fucking it up.
It's not stand-up. It's my diary. So much, but obviously sometimes that gets confused.
That's funny.
That was quite funny. Also, whenever you talk now, I can only hear Andy Murray.
Well, that was funny. Yeah. They love water so much because they stink to high heaven when the dirty water dries on them. I live right next to a canal and at the bottom of a valley, and Buddy loves it, loves the canal. But when we're on our way home, he can sense it and runs all the way ahead and takes a dip in the canal. Then I find him, happy as Larry, looking at me as if to say,
what's going on?
aren't you going to come in? No.
wait, hang on. He says, aren't you going to come in? No. Or is that you thinking no?
No, aren't you going
to
come in?
No. You say, aren't you going to come in to him?
Yeah, he's saying, you respond saying no, or because you didn't even have like a pause. It was straight. It was, are you going to come in? No.
Let me get this.
I think you lost faith in your own story.
No. I live right next to a canal at the bottom of a valley, and Buddy loves it. But when we are on our way home, he can sense it and runs off ahead and takes a dip.
Are you repeating the story to us?
Yeah, I'm getting the facts straight. Then I find him in the canal, happy as Larry, looking at me as if to say, aren't you going to come in? No, fine, suit yourself. More dirty canal water for me. Then he'll come out.
Oh, I see. He's asking you to go into the canal with him.
Oh, now we get it. Now we get it.
Then...
I think I'm in the house.
Then he'll come out and shake off, but be too wet to come inside the house. So he'll stare at me through the glasses with his sad eyes.
Are we still talking about Buddy?
Yeah. Confused about why he can't come in and hang out with me. It's not like I can explain to him that him being left in the garden is a consequence of his own actions. Because I've tried. But then, after a few days of dried canal water, he's so smelly I have no choice but to give him a bath and a proper scrub, which he hates for some reason, despite the fact that he supposedly loves water.
You quite like giving your buddy a rub down there, don't you? You enjoy that.
I guess because he knows it is washing off all his hard-earned dog perfume cocktail of fox poo and dried canal water. Will he ever learn? Tuesday.
Oh, I hope he learns. I'm so excited to find that.
It's beautifully written.
Oh, thanks. Will he ever...
not yours.
Tuesday.
Was lovely.
I often wake up when Buddy is visiting and remember that we have this alive thing downstairs that we need to go and feed and water and take for walks.
Can I just ask, when you say Buddy is visiting, do you not have Buddy all the time?
No, he's not my dog. No.
Whose dog is it?
He's a friend's. Alex's dog.
Alec Alphys from Made in Chelsea is his dog. Okay.
But basically, I look after him occasionally.
I see.
Just because I like dogs, but I don't want the commitment of owning
and
one.
And you're generally worried about Buddy occasionally, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, just because I have... No, I'm not worried about him. What are you trying to say? Okay, I often wake up when Buddy is visiting and remember that we have this alive thing downstairs that we need to go and feed and water and take for walks, all the while attempting to stop it rolling in fox shit and jumping in the canal. I guess it's no different to having a baby, just another alive thing to take care of, though I imagine they don't habitually jump in canals and smear themselves in fox shit.
That's stand-up.
As much, perhaps.
And that's why he paused on it. He paused for us to all appreciate that joke.
Wasn't it?
I love it how no one laughed. Luke just goes, well, that's stand-up. Because there was a slight joke in it.
And so perhaps it's a walk in the park, if you'll excuse the pun. That was the joke.
Yeah, there's two.
Oh, shit.
Two
shit.
That's the topper.
Yeah, that's God. He just keeps on giving. Look at him.
Well, that was it. Well, I've got a few more days.
Don't leave us on the cliffhanger.
I got it.
No, we don't need another one.
Wednesday.
Francis, we don't need another one. Hey, why don't we save it for another episode?
Hang on, I don't really get the difference between Tuesdays and Mondays.
What do you mean? They were different days. That's the difference.
Well, I mean, Monday is about the fact that you're worried about the dog getting dirty.
It takes up a lot of my time.
But then,
worrying
but Tuesday. Was Tuesday the bath or was Monday the bath?
Well, I know, it's easy. Tuesday, actually, the bath is every few days because...
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
Okay.
But no, the Tuesday was more thinking about the fact that there's this alive thing in my house that I've got to take care of. Sometimes he's in the car and I'm like, I've got an alive thing in the back of my car. Do you never think that?
Never.
You never think like, oh, God, there's an alive thing over there.
I did it when Jamie's in the car. Yeah,
there's an alive thing in the car.
Well, I know, but you know what?
There's a live thing running ahead of me.
But it's an interesting thing about saying, because I've got a dog, and it does, I feel
and
like...
Have you got a baby?
No, but I feel like...
Same thing, probably.
I feel like it's pretty much the same thing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
In fact, probably easier, if anything.
Yeah.
It's still...
At least you can talk to, like, reason with a baby.
It was still... Well, you can, but we went and watched... In Edinburgh, we went and watched this guy called Alfie Brown, who's an incredible comedian. Yeah, he is so funny, man.
Yeah.
And he did this very funny skit, which I won't do it justice, but I will try to, where he basically...
Don't try to.
I'm going
to
try to. Here
he wouldn't, he wouldn't want you to.
Well, I'm going to give it a go, so here we go. He basically explained the fact that he has two kids... One of them is 5 years old. The other one is literally nothing, naught. And he said the moment he realized that he really just loved his son. There was an amazing moment where he realized he was just so in love with his son, and he would do anything to save him. And he was sitting watching TV with his son, sitting on the sofa, and he suddenly imagined a gunman running into the room, pointing a gun at both of them, going, "Which one? Which one shall I shoot? Which one of you's going to die? Which one?" And he straight away said, "Well, I would take me. I would say, shoot me, 100%. I'm not even thinking about it. Shoot me, shoot me." And then he went, "My other one, Margot," who's basically skin. Basically skin. If a gunman ran in and he went, "Which one? Which one?" You would have to go, "Well, obviously me." Like, you'd obviously me. But before he shot me, I would turn to Mark and go, "What's your favourite memory?"
Yeah. Great.
It's so good. Good. Luke, man, listen, buddy, that's all we got time for. But I want to say you're a legend. You're a freaking legend, man. Oh, you really are.
Thanks so much, guys. It was a pleasure to come on.
Go and check Luke out on Instagram, Luke Kepner.
Give him a follow. Like one of his pictures and then unlike it. Because he'll know.
Do that.
So, one of those bikini shots of me.
Go and check out your new show on ITV as well. ITV on 10 PM, The Impression.
Imitation Game.
The Imitation Game, not the movie. Dude, you're wonderful. You're amazing. Please leave our audience with something inspirational.
Guys, never feel like you can't do what you want to do. Don't rely on other people. Go get it yourself, guys. Cheers.
That was Luke Kempner doing Luke Kempner.
Yeah, it's my best impression.
And thank you very much to Now TV, the streaming service. We love you guys for sponsoring the episode. You guys freaking rock. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.